the couch.
Wednesday afternoon on The Muster. Time to catch up with Erin Howes from McDonald Poniski, as we do every second Wednesday afternoon. G'day, Erin. How are you?
G'day, mate. How are we?
Sun's out. You can't complain. It makes a big difference from what we've had for the last week.
Yeah, 100%. But I tell you what, she was pretty fresh underfoot this morning. So I know that we're in -3 at home. So, certainly pretty fresh start to the day. But, you know, with the frost gets a good day. So it's pleasing to see the big yellow out.
Well, you kind of hope so for September.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I think we had a false sense of security when we got that really fantastic week of weather just at the end of August, and then it has unfortunately been a bit of a slippery slope the last couple of weeks. So look, I think there's some sort of nice weather sticking around for the next few days, so we just need to, you know, take a win when we can.
Yeah, it seems pretty good looking forward. Erin, today you're going to touch on stock reconciliations and why they're important.
Yeah. So look, once end of year rolls round, religiously us accountants are asking for reconciliations of client stock. It's a mandatory document that will be part of the information circulars for clients to fill out. And interestingly, whilst it's probably one of the most important things we do need as farm accountants, it's actually one of the things that we spend quite a significant amount of time chasing up our clients for. For us as accountants, it's just not possible for us to produce reports that are accurate for reporting and also for tax purposes, and we just cannot do that without those livestock reconciliations.
Now, the process, obviously, stock reconciliation, sorry, it's a process of evaluating and counting stock in trade. Basically, it's important just to get an understanding of where your finances are, isn't it?
Yeah, correct. So, look, for us, when we receive those livestock reconciliations, we're looking at recording the opening stock values. We are taking into consideration purchases. We're taking into consideration the natural increase or the number of bred stock that's occurred for the financial year. We take into consideration less sales, and that fundamentally gives us a closing stock number, and we spend quite a significant amount of time reconciling that stock number to what the closing stock numbers are that have been provided by farmers on that information circular. And where there are discrepancies in that, it's really important that we're sitting down with our clients and having a discussion about that. One of the most important things with the closing stock numbers from our end is that we need for them to be detailed through each age and sex classification. These details are absolutely fundamental for the livestock valuation methods that we use at our end, and this ultimately has a bearing on the carrying value of your stock in those financial reports and ultimately the outcome from a tax perspective.
One of the most frustrating things, I suppose, well, not it is for you guys, obviously, is trying to chase up on numbers, but there's a whole lot of variance come into play, like from past experience, you've got two or three animals that are just off the tallies that are taken on hand, and you need to get everything as accurate as possible. Deaths as well, that's another reason why you need to record death numbers as too, to take it out of the equation.
Yeah, correct. And look, reconciliation of your stock, whilst it's important for us, and look, that is our job to work through those values. But, you know, look, getting a closing stock numbers with 5,000 next day dues and a couple of hundred rams isn't detailed enough for us to be able to effectively get a tax outcome that's, you know, that's positive. Now, we need more details of that. But practically on the farm, doing stock reconciliations as well is important. I don't think it's necessary they're done every month, but keeping a track of your stock on farm to ensure that you're absolutely aware of what you're carrying on farm. We do know that it's been more prevalent, stock going missing, and I know we touched on just briefly deaths, but, you know, we do see stock going missing through theft. So being able to reconcile your stock on a regular basis will allow for you to identify anomalies in those stock numbers and being able to deal with it at that time rather than 12 months down the track when you're doing an annual stock reconciliation and recovering of those animals if there's something been untoward is just too far gone.
How do you deal with stolen animals as such when it comes to reconciliating?
Well, look, fundamentally, if they're lost, they're treated as, in essence, death and missing. Look, some clients will have policies, insurance policies around lost stock or theft, and if that's the case, then any insurance proceeds in relation to stock that has been stolen will be treated as a deemed sale of that stock. So we record it that way. In the event that doesn't happen, then it just becomes takes a negative outcome on your bottom line, which, from a cash perspective, that's crippling. And obviously, but the slight upside on that is that obviously there's a tax write-down as a result of that. But look, that's not the outcome that we're after. We're wanting to ensure that we're keeping good track of the numbers and to ensure that doesn't happen. And if there is anything untoward happening, putting some policies on place to ensure, to mitigate, stock theft.
So as far as getting stock numbers, then you're better off to break them down into year groups. Like, for example, sheep farmers, you'll go hoggers 2-2s, 4-2s, 6-2s.
Correct, yeah. And one of the things that we are still finding is that mixed stage used just seems to be a big number that we're using for rising 3- and 4-year ewes and year 5 and 6. Ideally, there is a classification, a valuation for 3 and 4s and for 5 and 6s separately. So it's in clients' best interest to ensure that those closing stock numbers aren't just lumped up as mixed age ewes, that they are segregated between rising 3 and 4s and rising 5 and 6. And as you said, Andy, we record stock ewe hoggets, ewe lambs, tutus, rams, and obviously wether lambs and last year's fat lambs on hand as well.
So recording dairy numbers, though, because you're working with the stock a lot more in and out of the yard, is it fair to say it's not as complicated organising the books for dairy clients as opposed to sheep and beef farmers, for example, when you've got sheep farms, you've got a lot more animals to contend with?
Well, it's a numbers game. So when you are dealing with, more numbers, then it does become a bit more problematic. And yes, dairy stock numbers tend to be a lot easier to reconcile. They're larger animals. Deaths and missing reconciliations tend to be fairly accurate because of the pure volume of animals running around on the farm. So sheep can be, sheep and deer, can be quite an issue just with purest volume, not so much obviously with your beef and your dairy cattle. But look, hey, it's not unusual for us as accountants to be faced with livestock going through unusual metamorphoses of changing from one sex to another in any given year, or steers that have magically produced calves, or stock skipping from rising 1 year to rising 3 years. So it's sometimes it can be an interesting battle for us to reconcile those stock numbers, and does give a, can be lighthearted for us at our end. But look, the guts of stock reconciliation is that we've got a job to do to ensure that we're reporting those stock numbers accurately, because it does affect for tax purposes. We need details of those stock and the age and the sex to ensure we get it right, because it's important for us to be ensuring that we've got correct information, and we're just quite simply not mind readers. So the more information you can provide around your closing stock numbers, the better it is for us to make sure that we're keeping a track of your valuations for stock on hand and the tax outcomes as a result.
So what you're saying is don't put a steer through as a heifer because it ain't kosher.
Well, we're in the business of Christmas miracles a lot here, but I'll tell you what, there's no way that a steer can give birth to a calf, so no, absolutely not.
That'll be something to behold. I can't say I've ever seen that, and I probably never will, but at this day and age, depends what gender you define yourself as, I suppose, Erin.
This is true. That will be a whole different conversation.
Yeah, let's not go there. Hey, Erin Howes, McDonald Panisky, thanks for talking this afternoon.
All right, no troubles.
Erin Howes there. Coming up.